You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who writes checks his mouth can't cash, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, it is Wednesday already. This week is flying by. Great to have you with me. Thanks for being part of the show and tuning in. Great to have you. Conrad Krieger is working the board tonight, as usual. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I did something stupid today.
Well, you just jumped right in there, didn't you?
Yeah.
Let's get this out of the way.
Yeah, so yesterday I saw a sign on my apartment building that said, you know, we're doing some work on the road, so you need to move your car.
Okay.
I didn't realize they were redoing the whole road and putting new, like, you know, tar on it, black tar or whatever. And my car's in the garage, and the whole road is crossed off.
Oh, no.
So I couldn't get my car out of my garage. Especially, I texted the company that owns it, and I was like, can I drive my car out? They're like, not if they've done the sealant. And that was, I looked up, and they're already doing the sealant. They were doing it.
I think I would be too embarrassed to call them and ask them. So they
know. I don't know why I thought. No, they said, you know, park in a different parking lot. I don't know why I thought, oh, yeah, I can just park in my garage then. So I had an Uber to work today.
Oh, man. What's an Uber run you from your place to here?
It was like 10 bucks.
Oh, one way? That's not too bad.
Well, yeah.
How far are you from here? Like, you go east, right?
So close. It's about 13 minutes.
I was just going to say, I'd give you a ride home tonight, but I've got a full car, believe it or not. My wife and daughter came down with me and my son.
You can throw me in the trunk.
That's true. We'll pretend we're kidnapping you. Yeah. That would be fun. Well, I'm glad that worked out. So how long do you have to leave your car in there?
Well, they said tomorrow I should be able to.
Okay.
But they're, yeah, it's a stupid mistake on my part.
No. You know what you should do? Adopt that theory that you're never wrong. Sue the city. Sue the pants off Green Bay.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I'd win that one.
Well, not with that attitude.
Because they put signs up saying, you know, park in a different
parking
lot.
Doesn't matter.
And I assumed, I was like, oh, no, I can park in my garage.
You'd be fine. hey, great show here tonight, folks. It's good that you're here on this Wednesday. Coming up at 6:35, this is exciting. We've got baristas in the house. Bigby Coffee's Tara Nyssen will be here. She is the owner of the local, I think she owns two stores locally. They're going to bring she and one of her, I think it's her trainer. I have it right here. I don't want to get this right. Lindsay Van Dalwick will be with her. Lindsay is the trainer and shift leader, and Tara is the owner of Bigby Coffee. They're coming into the studio, and they're going to have some DIY recipes. That does not mean they're just going to make it up as they go. I'm sure they've thought this through. And we're going to have coffee in the studio. It'll be fun. They're going to tell us about some fun fall coffee drinks. And this is exciting because for me, the things I like to talk about, like when it comes to movie and TV watching, I love talking about spirits, whiskey, vodka, cocktails, even beer or wine. I think they complement movies and TV really well. I think coffee does too. So I think it's going to be really fun. We're going to have some samples here in the office or in the studio, Conrad. So what do you, do you have a favorite coffee drink?
Yeah, I always have every morning a nice cold brew.
Oh, really? Even, is that just a summer thing though?
Oh, no, I'll do it in the winter as well.
Oh, really?
I really like the ice in it, you know, just tastes like kind of water to me just going down. This goes fast.
That's not good, though. Don't you want the coffee? You don't like the coffee taste?
I don't like it being too sweet, to be honest.
Okay.
I like it not too sweet, not too just plain. Right in the middle, where I still taste the coffee more than the sweetness, you know?
Yeah, I got you. I like the coffee. I like the taste of, and I'll tell you what, next door when I discovered cinnamon in coffee now. I've been doing that every day at home. So I love a good coffee. I don't add any sweeteners. I'll add Like on the weekends, I'll put a dash of oat milk in there. But during the week, I usually just drink it black. I love coffee. So I'm really excited. I've never tasted Big B coffee before.
It's so good. I've had
You've had it?
Yeah, I've had
okay.
it. It's really good.
They're like really into, you know, happiness.
Yeah.
And like their stores are like, I was looking at their website. They just have this beautiful kind of, everybody's smiling. And that's how it is when you go into a lot of coffee places. I think the people that work there really like pouring coffee for people and making coffee drinks. So they're coming here. They're making a house call, folks. This is going to be a lot of fun. Tara and Lindsay will be here at 6:35. We'll be sampling some coffee and we'll be up all night. I will have probably the next 3 weeks of shows planned after by the time I get to bed.
Tonight. I mean, you poured yourself a cup of coffee before the show, too.
I did. I got it right here.
So you're going.
I'm flying.
Yeah. It's a whole coffee show for you now. Huh?
It is. And I didn't sleep well last night. So I'm okay with that. Like how many cups of coffee, how much caffeine would you say you have in a day?
I don't like to go overboard. I probably have the cold brew and then I'm done for the day.
That's price. Okay. That's about what I do. I'll have a cup. I'll drink like half of it and top it off, and then I won't finish that. So probably a cup a day. But this week, it's been the sleep has been rough for whatever reason. I'm sick of air conditioning, and I think that's part of what it is. And it hasn't quite gotten out of the 60s, so we can't open the windows. There's been no breeze. I'm not sleeping well because of air conditioning. So I'm drinking a lot more coffee than I usually do just this week, though, because I got to get back down. Anyway, I'm excited to have Big B here. It'll be fun.
Yeah, no. And last night, you should have opened the windows. It was very nice outside.
There was no breeze, though.
There wasn't where I was.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the window, full breeze just going onto my face while I was sleeping.
That was the breeze of people hanging flyers saying you need to move your car.
Exactly.
So that's 6:35. Chris Foran will be here at 7:20. Our pal from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Chris is an entertainment writer. And we're going to talk about, he's written some cool articles, and he's seen a lot of the stuff that I haven't seen. He's got a couple new TV shows we're going to discuss, including a monster Netflix, original monster Netflix, Ed Gein. And Laurie Metcalf is in that. That's going to be really, probably pretty freaky, but I love Laurie Metcalf. He also saw Happy Gilmore, too. He might give us his opinion on that. And I'm going to ask him about The Wire, too, because we just had Dan Schaefer here last night. So that'll be fun. Chris Foran at 7:20. Did I tell you? I told you Chris was on the show. Did he get a sheet?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So there you go. All kinds of fun tonight on Nightlight. Great to have you with me. I'm trying to think what, we've got a lot of stuff going on. Jane Mantenero is making the popcorn pick of the week tomorrow. Did you know that? I'm very excited to have Jane back on the show.
You know, she told me what it's going to be beforehand. And
she did.
It's a phenomenal pick.
Keep me in suspenders. I don't want to know. I'm very excited. I have an idea of what Jane likes because she kind of hinted in our message back and forth, but no idea what direction she's going to go with the popcorn pick. So there is a new Charlie Sheen biopic out. It's a two-parter, actually, on Netflix.
Snore.
What's that?
Snore.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. You might be right because everything about Charlie Sheen that would make a juicy documentary, I feel like we already know. About him. Yeah. What secrets could he have that we don't know about? So I am curious. And he's kind of, it bothered me like when I was reading it, about the biopic today, it said, Sheen talks about his privileged childhood growing up in Malibu, his easy rise to megastardom was the word they used, and then his fall from grace. So I don't know. You feel sorry for a guy like that? He was born into Hollywood royalty with Martin Sheen as your dad. You grew up in Malibu. He did have an easy... I mean, everybody has to audition. There are plenty of movie star and celebrity kids that don't make it, either because they couldn't catch a break or they weren't talented. Charlie Sheen and Emilio Estevez, both Martin Sheen's kids, have had incredible careers. So it might be interesting. I'll take one for the team, Conrad. I'll check that out. And then I'll let you know if it's worth watching. I want to say this, though, too. Let's do this. We're going to do the question of the night, and then I want to tell you about Matt Damon, something he said that was really interesting. But right now, it's our Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What TV or movie set would you feel most at home on? I guess you could approach this one of two ways. What set do you want to hang out on because it looks fun or cool? or like, where would you want to live? What movie set or TV set would you want to live? I thought about this long and hard because I think you mentioned this like a couple weeks ago as a potential question. And I might have tweaked it a little. But I like the idea because, I know what you're going to pick.
Well, yeah, it's obvious.
But I wrestled around. I thought maybe Happy Days just because, not because it was supposedly set in Wisconsin, but I don't know. I liked Arnold's. I liked all that stuff. Gilligan's Island, I certainly not want to live on a deserted island. So I think and it's weird. I immediately went to my two favorite shows. So I think what I'd want to do is live in Seinfeld's building. Maybe on the other side of Kramer. Because I just love to see Kramer bopping around the hallways. And then for my libations or social life, I would walk down the street up to Boston to go to Cheers. Seinfeld and Cheers. Those are my two. What do you think?
Well, obviously mine's going to be, you know, McLaren's Pub. I could go anywhere in there and I'd know. I would know where to go right
away.
You'd
be familiar.
Instantly.
Yeah.
There's one closet that leads to nothing.
And really?
They found that out because one episode they pretended like it was some magical place to Marshall and he fell for it.
Interesting.
Yeah. That one for sure. And then I think the kid in myself, it's Sweet Life of Zach and Cody.
Oh, nice.
That would be the coolest thing to, you know, just go out, hang out at a hotel all day.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. It's the world. We both just picked our favorite shows. So it's not like the set design is beautiful. Like, it's really the world we want to live in, I guess. And the set is sort of peripheral almost. Like, I think it would be fun to be part of those two worlds. The Cheers set is cool. I'd love to have a drink in that bar, that fictitious bar. And it would be fun to hang out in Seinfeld's apartment with Kramer and Elaine. So that's what I would say. But you can approach this from a couple different ways, folks. Where would you feel most at home? That's the question. Or where do you just want to be, I guess? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the app. And very easy to use the app. If you don't have the Civic Media app, you really need to get it. You can take all of your Civic Media hosts with you. You've got every show, weekend shows, daily shows, network shows, local shows. They're all on the app. Nightlight is on statewide, so you can just click on any one of the stations, the little text icon, and fire away, and we will read your text on the radio. And if you're watching the radio on YouTube, X, or Facebook, just drop us a stream comment, be part of the show. Let us know what you think of Charlie Sheen. Answer our question of the night. And if you have coffee drinks you like, you can text those in too. Maybe we can, when our baristas are here, we can discuss. All right, when we come back, I'm going to play a quick clip that Matt Damon, it's part of a Matt Damon interview. It's about a minute long. And it's such a great experience he had when he almost got cast in Dead Poets Society. And what happened next is pretty interesting. So we are coming right back. Text us, folks. Be part of the show. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Great to have you with me, folks, on this Wednesday night edition as we broadcast from beautiful downtown Green Bay and talk about the things in life that we love to talk about, movies and TV and comedy. some sports, some music. We've got it all, folks, and it's great to have you. So, all right, I saw this clip. I thought this was really interesting. It was an interview with Matt Damon. It just came up as a reel, and he was talking about almost getting cast in the film Dead Poets Society. He was like 17 years old, and I think Ben Affleck auditioned for the film as well. They were like a package deal, apparently, back in the day. But what he has to say about being so close to fame is really interesting. Let's hear that, Con.
Great example being Dead Poets Society, okay? Ben and I got close on that, right? We both auditioned. We both got called back. We both...
Oh, you did?
Yeah. And we read that, and I was like, this is a f***ing amazing movie. And I was probably 17 or 18. We didn't get it. We ended up having the summer job of working at the Janus Theater in Harvard Square, which doesn't exist anymore, but it played one f***ing movie the entire summer, and it was Dead Poets Society. So you go from the possibility of being in the movie to the guy tearing the ticket and watching people come out crying because they're so moved, right?
And watching Ethan Hawke.
And watching Ethan Hawke can get nominated for an Academy Award, right? And yeah. It's like, wow, like that's the range of possibility for you if you go into that business.
That is nuts. And you probably want to tell people as they leave the theater, hey, I was almost in this. And they'll go, yeah, okay, whatever. Here's another clip I thought was funny too. You have the Seinfeld Larry David one, Con? All right. I think this was like kind of an aside or a behind the scenes of Jerry's show, Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, but it's he and Larry David talking, and it just cracked me up. And since Seinfeld is my answer to the question of the night, I thought it was appropriate. Here we go.
You excited?
I wouldn't say I'm excited, but I'm looking forward to it. My mother used to say to me once a week, Larry, why can't you get excited about something? You're never excited. Nothing excites you. No, I'm not excited.
You know, it's one of your great theories. Each generation gets better looking.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's really good, observant and original thinking. It's a miracle we ever got any work done because nobody can waste time like you and me.
That's Jerry and the character, the guy who he created the show with, and was the inspiration for George, Larry David. So great. Such great stuff. Our question of the night, folks, is what TV or movie set would you feel most at home on? I say Seinfeld and Cheers. I want to live in Jerry's building. I want to have a drink at Cheers. Conrad says, How I Met Your Mother. You had another one, too. What was the other one?
Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
Oh, yeah, Sweet Life of Zack
and Cody. In the hotel.
That's a great one. I can't think of any. And it's weird that we're only thinking of the shows we liked, which tells you it's more about the people in the world, because I'm sure there were beautiful sets. You know, my two dads probably had a great set. I don't want to be there. I don't want to be living with those guys. Golden yeah. Girls. Okay. That's kind of fun. Maybe Designing Women. Certainly don't want to be in The Walking Dead or in MASH, even though it's a great show. So what is that TV show, folks, or that movie that just makes you want to crawl onto the screen and be at home on that set? Where would you feel most at home? So let's go to some of our social media responses. Danny Wheels says, Gilligan's Island, nice people, no cannibalism. Yeah, but you have those two things if you're not on an isolated island, too. There are nice people that don't eat you in the regular world, too. That was so funny. My son just walked by with a camera. He's getting shots of Green Bay. And I was like, oh, who's that guy? He's like, gives me a nod and smile. I didn't even recognize him at first. Isn't that weird when you see people out of their element? You're like, oh, that's the person I sired. My kids love when I say that. Amanda Nimmer on social media says, Virgin River or Resident Alien? I don't know Virgin River, do you?
It's a Netflix show. Heavy drama.
Okay. Amanda likes that. That doesn't surprise me. Amanda's got some grit. Resident Alien, finished after 4 years. I haven't even seen an episode yet. I hear it's great. Fallon, our friend from the other night, they sent a response that said, Bob's Burgers. Fallon wants to be in an animated show. That's possible, too.
I feel like you'd get some good food all the time.
Yeah, you'd get good food. Maybe I would live in The Simpsons. I don't know.
You just have donuts all the time?
Just have donuts, yeah. I work in a nuclear power facility. Sean Boyce, chiming in for a second night in a row, says, Cheers. Since it's set in Boston, not only would everybody know my name, they would know how to spell it. Okay, Sean. I'll meet you there for a drink. And Mike Destel, Animal House. That's a great one. I love that answer. Mike wants to live in the Delta house. Probably wouldn't get much sleep, but that would be a lot of fun. Great answers. Let's go to the text line. What do we have here? Liz in Sun Prairie says, Charlie Sheen didn't have a character-building childhood like he might have had in Wisconsin. That's right. He might have turned out a little better, Liz.
Yeah, he didn't have enough cheese curds out there.
He needed cheese curds and custard, you know, and he might not have, you know, if his dad was like an accountant and his mom was like a school teacher, I don't know, he wouldn't have had the connections, but he'd probably be a dude you want to have a drink with. Thank you, Liz. Nick from Marshall says, the set of Big Bang Theory. That's one of your faves too, right?
Yeah, that's a great one.
It is a great one. Very popular show. Thank you, Nick. Nick says again, he says, my two favorite shows as a kid were Family Matters and Home Improvement, and I would like to hang out at both sets. Nick wants Tim Allen as his dad.
That would be pretty cool.
That dude that lived over the fence, too, that you never saw his body. thank you, Nick. John Murray from Madison in the 608 says, at home on Sanford and Son. Yeah. But I would sleep in George and Wheezy's pad, deluxe apartment in the sky. You know, it's funny you say that, John. I loved the show Good Times. And I mean, it was supposedly set in Cabrini Green, a housing project in Chicago, which you probably, that's not your ideal destination, but I don't know, that sense of family. It's like the characters. You like the world. Nick from Marshall also says, Charlie Sheen was funny for a while, but he's been very overrated for the last 10 or 15 years. I do not disagree with you, Nick. Okay, when we come back, folks, baristas in the hizzy. We are having coffee here in the studio with Big B Coffee, and it's going to be fun. Coffee Talk here on Nightlight. Coming up next, it's Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Hear us okay? All right. Welcome back to Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba. Great to have you here. Conrad, can you hear them okay? I was hoping we could do a quick sound thing here, but they sound okay?
Could you guys talk?
Sure.
Yeah. Would have been nice to do this during the break, but all right. Conrad Krieger, ladies and gentlemen, he's working the board. I am Pete Schwabba. Welcome back to Nightlight. It's that time where I'm going to welcome my first guest of the night, and it's actually two guests, and I'm very excited to have them both here. There's a product, a coffee. And I love coffee, a coffee called Big B Coffee here in Green Bay. And there's also one in Appleton, but they have many other stores. But it is my pleasure to welcome into the studio tonight the owner of two local Big B Coffees, Tara Nyssen, and shift leader and prodigy, Lindsay Van Dalwick. Welcome to the studio, you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Very welcome. I'm glad you guys got in touch because I think I love coffee. I love talking about coffee. And I don't even know where to start. Like, tell us a little bit about yourselves before we jump into some serious coffee talk. Lindsay, let's start with you.
I'm 18. I just graduated from Kimberly. I've been in the coffee business at Big B for about 3.5 to 4 years now, ever since Tara opened her first one in the Eisenhower location. And I really am not the biggest fan of coffee, but being around the environment kind of made me like it more and more, and it's kind of grown on me.
So do you drink it now?
Occasionally. I feel like I'm the person who likes coffee with their creamer, not like creamer with their coffee.
Interesting. Okay. So it's weird because... Well, let's talk to Tara first. When did you start? Give us a little background of you, Tara.
About, I would say, 15 to 18 years ago, we were over in Michigan where the Big B franchise was founded. And we were there visiting family, and they said we needed to go to a Big B store to check out some coffee. And we were like, oh, okay. So we went there. It has a fun vibe. The music is great. The baristas were so much fun. And the wide variety of drinks that they make is anywhere between 400 and 500 different drinks that are available.
What?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Do you know how to make all of those drinks, Lindsay?
We'll say I do, yeah. We got cheat sheets around the place.
Cheat sheets. Always come in handy. I don't know about for you. Con, do you drink coffee? Just the cold brew?
Yeah, every morning.
All right. Here's my thing. It was an acquired taste for me. Like, I grew up loving the smell of coffee, and then I would taste it, and I'd go, eh. And finally, it just is something you develop a taste for. I don't know what it is. And I think when you start, like maybe this is true for you, Lindsay, you add stuff to it to make it more palatable. Now I am like black coffee, man. I love the, give me the beans and I'll eat them right out of the ground, you know? But do you find that's like when people come in, do they mostly order black coffee or is it with cream or do they order the crazy milkshake coffee drinks?
I feel like we have a wide range of like people. I think people like they're like plain coffee, but a lot of people like to customize it because they kind of know that we have so many different wide variety of flavors that you can mix and match and kind of customize to your liking in any certain way.
That's so cool. Okay, so Tara, you own two of these stores. What made you want to do that? Was it when you went into the store in Michigan or are you looking for a side hustle or how did you get into this racket?
Well, when we did go visit our family in Michigan, we made it a priority that if we're coming to visit, we're stopping at a Big B Coffee. So we started stopping at all different ones and the feel was the same. You could tell that people there were enjoying going to work and they were really enjoying the atmosphere that they were in. And then the wide variety of drinks was amazing as well. So we wanted to bring that feel to this area and then provide something for our family to have in the future.
That is great. And how, all right, so what is it, first of all, about coffee places? Like, I was looking at your website. Everybody looks so happy. But it's kind of true in a lot of coffee places you go to. Like, baristas and people that are in there, they seem like they're having fun. And is it just because they're drinking coffee? Or is it like an atmosphere that people are there just to talk and socialize?
I think coffee's like something that everyone can kind of agree is like something that's really popular. And it's not just coffee, like the frozen drinks that we have or like the energy drinks that we have, everyone can kind of connect in their own way. And everybody kind of likes their certain way, but they can always converse about it. They're always trying new things. And I think it's kind of just something that's really popular right now and something that's a lot of people like, I guess. Yeah.
I'm just going to tell you. All right. I was driving home the other night and I was hungry. So I called a Subway place to get a sandwich because I knew that was the only place open. I was cutting it close, getting back home. The guy was not happy at all to hear from me. I could tell he had started to put the vegetables away, right? I walk in there. He's kind of giving me attitude. He doesn't even say thank you. He wraps the sub up and slides it across the counter. And I was like, this is the anti-Big B, right? This guy is alone. He's a mope. And here it is on your website. Go to bigb.com. Is it bigb.com? Mm-hmm. Go there and just see what, like, but it's true. It's like coffee houses are just everybody. The workers are working probably because their shift goes by so fast, you know, because they're so busy maybe. I don't know. But it's just a great vibe.
Well, and I think with the wide variety of drinks that we have to offer, anybody that's in your car is going to find something to eat or drink at Big B. So it's like a one-stop shop. You don't have to stop a couple different places to make everybody happy in your vehicle. So I think that along with the variety of things, you're not doing the same repetition the whole entire day. There's such a wide variety of things to do and drinks to make. And then the people coming in and talking to you, some people just stop in to say, hey, how's it going? We have someone that brings a dad joke with him every time he's in. So it's something for everyone.
That's where you're earning your money, right, Lindsay?
We've grown on liking him.
Oh, good. That guy's here again. Now you say you have food too. What do people order typically when it comes to food? Like, is there a popular, is there a go-to sandwich or a croissant or something?
We have bagel sandwiches that we offer. They're called our Braggles. We offer like a wide range of like meats and cheeses that you can put on. I'd say our popular one is probably like a sausage, egg, and cheese.
Okay.
But it's just like a bagel sandwich. We just put our spin on it for Big B and just call it a Braggle.
How about a Big Bowl? A Big Bowl?
I'm sure that
think
we could,
about it.
Yeah.
If this takes off, I want
to
taste though.
We
just
could bring that
right
to corporate,
okay.
I guess.
Yeah, look at 18 and she's already talked a lot. We could bring that to
right?
corporate, I guess. My guests are Lindsay Van Dalwick. She is a shift leader at a local, actually in Appleton, the Big Beast Coffee, and owner Tara Neisenar here in the studio. You've got product with you. Tell us what you guys brought in from your store, Big Beast Coffee.
I have one of our chumpkin lattes. So that's chai and pumpkin spice.
Con, can you see this?
Yep.
There we go. Okay. If you're watching.
And then we have like a pumpkin spice latte. We have one of our seasonal mocktails, which is raspberry and blackberry. And then that has apple cider and lemonade.
Okay.
And then we have chider, which is chai and apple cider, and then apple cider and caramel. And then we also have one of our pumpkin muffins. So a whole bunch of pumpkin.
So this is chumpkin, and that's a, like a pumpkin spice?
Yep, chai and pumpkin. But it's not a latte. It's kind of like a tea.
Okay. So what's the best way to taste this stuff from a sanitary point? Because I do want a little taste.
We have some straws.
Okay. Conrad, do you want a taste?
No, no. We're
that was a test. He passed it with flying colors. All right, I'm going to taste. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba. The first time a coffee drink. If you're watching on the stream, folks, I'm about to drink a chump.
Kin.
Chumpkin. Spice. It just says chump on the court. I don't know. All right. Oh, that's good. Con, you can have the rest.
Okay. We have more straws.
No, I'm gonna have some of all these, and I'm already drinking coffee, so I'm gonna be up for a while. All right, I'll use the same straw. What is this one?
I believe that one might just be it's white lightning and pumpkin, so that's kind of one of our newer ones this season.
Okay.
And white lightning is our chocolate, white chocolate. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you got white chocolate and pumpkin in here. Wow. Correct. All right, here
and
we go.
And then espresso, so it's ready? Coffee. You might not sleep tonight.
I never sleep. Oh, that one's my favorite so far. This was really good. White chocolate and pumpkin. How do you guys come up with these yourself? Like, do you just kind of mix a bunch of stuff together and taste test it, or how do you do that?
The recipes come from the Bigby Home office, okay. But as you know, baristas get very creative because people come in asking for different things. So they do experiment with a lot of different syrups to see what they like, and they mix and match, and then they can also offer those to the customers too if they're looking for something different.
So do you guys get creative? I mean, you're in the business, but when you're at home, do you kind of experiment, make your own drinks, or do you copy what you do at the store, or is it something totally different?
I feel like from my standpoint, I have like a little espresso machine at home, so I can kind of mix and match little lattes. But I think putting my spin on certain things that like we might not have at the coffee store, like nutmeg or like maple syrup or something like that, you could put in a latte. And I think honestly, it would be a really good to try for certain drinks that we might not just offer at the store.
You mentioned maple syrup too. I think in the email exchange we had, what do you put maple syrup in?
We don't put maple syrup in any of our drinks, but I think for a latte standpoint, I think it would be really good because it's really like sweet and a lot of people like sweetness in their lattes.
Okay. That might have been an inner office memo that we're out of maple syrup. I don't know. All right. So we've got this. What else do we have here, you guys?
This one's chider. Chai and apple cider.
And this is a tea?
So it's apple cider. It's just cold apple cider. And then it has our chai pumps in it.
Do I need to stir it first?
It's just whipped cream on top, okay. So it wouldn't really matter.
Oh, that's good, too. See, here's the problem. Like, my daughter used to drink, like, these fruity drinks. And now she went to cold brew. Pardon me. Now she's on the tea. Like, it's almost like, when did coffee shops become, like, you can get, like you said, 500 flavors. When did that become a thing? Because it's a little overwhelming, to be honest with you.
It is. The menu can be complicated. It can be intimidating at times. But that's why we always have our best baristas at the face of talking to the customers so that they can make them comfortable and offer them and just have a little conversation with them.
How, be honest, Lindsay, how frustrating is it when you have a customer come in and they'll be like, I want a half a teaspoon of whipped cream. I went 4 scoops of sugar. Like, do you get that specific?
I'm used to it. I feel like a lot of people face-to-face, they don't kind of know, like, that you can customize all this. So, like, when we do our, like, online orders or DoorDash, they really can mix and match and see physically that we have so many options.
Right.
But I don't take any of it for granted, honestly. It just makes my job kind of more interesting to see, like, the combinations that people are making.
What? I mean, honestly, will you listen to her? Right. When I was her age, I couldn't wait to get the hell out. I worked at a McDonald's and I left every day, my arms smelling like burger juice, and I couldn't wait to get the heck out of there. This kid loves her job, right? Isn't she?
I do.
Did you need to know all this, Tara? Like, as the owner, do you feel like you have to know everything before you impart this kind of stuff on your employees?
We call it aces in their places. So we put people in where they best fit. So maybe if Lindsay's really good at the register, we'll put her there first and get her trained all in that section and then move her on to drinks or something like that. So everybody knows the barista parts of things and how to make the food. The behind the scenes is a little different. So that's kind of where my specialty is at this time. We're letting everybody else do the front of store facing customers.
Yeah. Wow. And was it overwhelming? Like when you started, like I'm always amazed when I pull up to a drive-through and it's like this symphony of people moving in and out and blenders and all this kind of stuff. How long did it take you to learn all that stuff before you get good? I mean, I'm sure it's like anything, but is it like months or a week or what?
I definitely took a little while to get in the swing of things because Bigby was my first job, so I definitely had to get comfortable. But I think knowing your coworkers and knowing how they work, you can kind of really blend together, and we all have our positions and we know what works well for us. And honestly, we can get people in and out super quick and we all have a good time doing it. So.
Okay. Did you didn't have any lamb chops or anything in there?
No. Okay. The only food we have is a pumpkin muffin.
Whatever. All right, we're going to take a very short break. Conrad is going to sample some of this during the break. Right, Con? All right, sure, and we'll come right back and we'll talk with our friends Tara and Lindsay from Bigby Coffee here in Green Bay. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Just hanging out, talking coffee here at Nightlight with Peach Wabba. I am Peach Wabba. Great to have you with me on this Wednesday night. We have got, this is probably a better morning segment, with all the caffeine we have fueling the studio tonight. But we're hanging out with Lindsay Van Dalwick, who is the shift leader at Bigby's Coffee in Appleton, and Bigby owner Tara Nyssen, who owns a store here in Green Bay and Appleton. Do you have to go back and forth a lot, Tara?
I wouldn't say back and forth a lot. Like I said, I'm usually behind the scenes or doing community events, so that's okay. Where my specialty lies.
Is that all we are to you here as a community event? Okay. I see how it is.
Well, I have to have some fun too, right? It can't be all work and no play.
You work in the coffee biz. That's all the fun you need. Come on. We've got a couple. You've got a fan. Terry on the stream says, hi, Tara.
Hello, Terry Woodkey.
And you know that person, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Here's another a comment on our text line. Danny Wheels says, where do the guests stand on people camping with their laptops at coffee shops? Does that bother you at all?
I think coffee shops nowadays are kind of like that peaceful place that people can go with like their computers or do their schoolwork. I think it's definitely more common nowadays. We have like little booths and nice chairs that people can sit.
Oh,
so
nice.
I enjoy it. I enjoy seeing customers enjoying the stuff that we offer, and it just more faces to see.
It's funny. Before I did this, I still am, but I was a screenwriter, and I had a place where we used to live. I'd go in and get coffee, and I always felt like the longer I sat there, the more food I had to buy. So I put on a few pounds and I spent about $30 a day, which over the course of a month is like a summer home payment, you know?
Yeah.
And people just come in and empty their pockets, don't they? The longer they sit there, which is good.
I mean, it's a win-win for us, but like I said, we enjoy seeing the people there. So
of course
it makes us feel happy.
Absolutely. Jack from Merrimack says, my favorite coffee drink is one I make myself, a 16-ounce cup of dark Columbia's roast with about 2 tablespoons of vanilla caramel ice cream added.
Oh, nice.
It's kind of getting less and less of a coffee drink as we read on here. He says, or Culver's custard if I've got it. Jack from Merrimack. Very, very well done, Jack. It's interesting. Like, I didn't know what a latte was for the longest time. And it's just coffee, mostly milk, though, right? Like, that's something you might like, Lindsay, right?
Yeah, it's definitely something that I like because it's not, like, as strong as, like, a regular coffee taste. Yeah. But it's just, like, that milk with espresso.
Right. That's nice. Okay, you guys have some, I want to talk about, when did this become such a seasonal thing? Like, coffee shops, I know you guys have fall drinks you offer. Let's talk about those and then... Like, do people's orders change as the seasons change, or do most people stick with the same thing and you get new customers to try out new specials?
I say in the fall, when we drop kind of like and promote all of our fall drinks, that's kind of when they're super, super popular, like pumpkin spice, hot cider. Like, that's kind of the drinks that you think of when fall comes around. But like when summer comes around, I feel like I'm making a lot of, we call them mocktails, so it's like Red Bull and lemonade, and those are kind of our refreshing drinks, iced coffee. We offer all of our drinks hot, iced, or frozen, so feel like I'm making a lot more frozen or ice drinks in the summer, hot drinks in the winter, but we still have our people who like frozen drinks in the winter sometimes or hot drinks in the summer, but you know.
Do you ever have, like, coffee houses now are kind of like the bars 30 years ago. You ever have someone who just, like, overdoes it with caffeine and you have to call them an Uber or take their keys or something?
I am surprised the amount of shots or caffeine people are putting in some of their drinks, yeah.
God, I was kidding, and here you are telling me that's a real
thing. It's a real thing.
Okay,
it's a real
so
thing.
Fall is here. You've got pumpkin stuff. What's another good fall drink? Do you have that, like, peppermint, candy cane, coffee, peppermint
We
drink?
Offer some of our drinks with our frosted mint into them. Okay. So it's kind of like we have one called a Peppermint Blizzard. That's a super, super popular latte. It's kind of like a minty and white chocolate.
Oh, wow.
And that'll be more popular in December once the snow flies.
Is that, and then what do people do? Are they back to hot coffee typically in the winter?
People mix and match. I think sometimes they're just dedicated to the brewed coffee. Some people are dedicated to just drinking iced coffee with different flavors. But then we also have the different fanatics that every selling season that we have, they pick up on the new selling season drinks and flavors and they binge on those for 2 months and then they go to the next one.
All right. How many calories are we looking at in a typical like latte or some of these drinks that basically look like milkshakes?
Depends on the drink that you get. You can probably get, I mean, we offer like reduced calorie for some of our drinks, but the customizations that people do to them with extra flavor and stuff, you can definitely get up to like 800 probably.
In one drink.
Depends on the size, but yeah.
Yep, no I think kidding. Our chocolate chip cookie cream freeze is probably our most
I think the
high
chocolate
calorie
chip
one.
That
he
sounds
has
healthy.
1,040.
But it's so delicious. It's a free pasty.
It's worth it.
Do you ever have customers that come in that are like regulars and you slip them, you comp something, or is that frowned upon by ownership?
It depends on kind of the day. You kind of have to get the vibe of the people. Obviously, if you can see that they're having a bad day, I try to do my best to make it. And if buying them a coffee on me is what it's going to take, then I'll take it. Tara is probably the most kind-hearted person, and deep down she knows like that's something that she would do too. So she really wouldn't mind it.
How are you going to... You can't ever let her go to college.
I know.
Right?
I know.
What are you going to do?
I'm keeping her home for college. She needs to commute locally.
Yeah. So, Lindsay, what do you want to do? You know everything there already is about the coffee racket.
I know.
Is that in your future or
I'm
what?
I'm not going into the coffee business. I'm going for radiation therapy.
Well, that's a big difference.
In the medical field, yep. But I'll probably have a coffee job for my side job, though, because I can never get rid of it.
Would too much caffeine affect the radiation therapy type?
I guess I'll have to find out in school.
Be a little hyper. And
yeah.
What's her problem? Say, oh, she had Big B coffee. All right. My guests, folks, this is fun. We've got Lindsay Van Dalwick here. She is a shift leader at Big B Coffee in Appleton. And Tara Nyssen is here as well. She owns a Big B in Green Bay and one in Appleton as well. We're talking coffee. We just talked fall specials. Conrad and I are getting all hyped up on caffeine. And when we come back, we're going to talk about mixing the right drink with the right TV show or movies. Right? And what else should we cover?
I don't know. We can cover
What's
anything.
The parking situation like over there? Do we need vouchers or can we just... All right, we'll do
Free
this
parking.
One. We're coming right back. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Act 2 is coming up next on Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.